Hello, welcome to Table Talk. I'm your host, Alvis Williams, and I just want to thank you all for joining us today. Truly, it's the day that the Lord has made that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Also, the scripture says that he daily loads us with benefits and he withholds no good thing from us. Listen, the thing that you feel is being withheld, listen, it's just being delayed. You shall not be denied. But I just wanted to just jump on and share a word of encouragement that is entitled, Your Award is in Your Attention. You know, it would be naive of us to think that we're going to receive anything good from the places or the people that we're not willing to give attention. The scripture makes it very plain and clear that we are to be quick to listen and slow to speak, meaning that we are to give ear, we are to give heed to those things that are of importance and that matter. So I just wanted to jump on and share this with you, and I believe that it will bless you and inspire you today. God bless. Hello, how are you today? I hope that you're well. I just wanted to get on before I hit the door and just share my heart with you. I want to talk to you about what you're not willing to give your attention to, you're not willing to be awarded with. Yeah, it would be very foolish and naive of me to expect for an award to be produced in my life in the area that I'm not willing to give attention to. You're only awarded in the areas that you give attention. It would be very foolish and naive of me expect to acquire financial stability if I'm not willing to give my attention to financial literacy. It would be very foolish of me to expect to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in an area of my life that I'm not willing to give attention to the people in my life that have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding in those areas. You know, I'm just amazed by the people that mumble, bicker, and complain regarding the circumstances and the situations that are occurring, or should I say, keep reoccurring in their life, and they're not willing to give their attention to anything new. You know, with strange voices comes poor choices. We often associate and we are in the company of people who are telling us what we want to hear. I would challenge you today, get from among those people. You need people that just not going to be your friend, but they're going to actually tell you the truth. And they're not going to be a friend that just loves you for where you are, but they're going to be a friend that promotes you to where you need to be. And sometimes that takes correction, and correction isn't always easy. So I just wanted to jump on, share that with you, and let you know that, you know, there's a lot of people making noise, but very few people making change. Today, be the change, and don't just be the noise. Listen, give your attention to that which matters. Have a great one.